Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/POS for a $1 per month trial.
Hey, everyone. I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the CNN Political Briefing. Here's what you need to know in politics for Tuesday, November 2nd. It's Election Day in America, and voters are voting. After millions and millions of dollars are spent on the airwaves, after debates and the negative insults back and forth between the candidates, it's all over but the counting of the votes now. And there are several contests of interest across America today, but the marquee contest that everyone is watching today is the Virginia gubernatorial contest. That is between Terry McAuliffe, the former governor there, the Democrat who's seeking to get his old job back. You can only serve one term consecutively as Virginia governor. And he's running against the Republican Glenn Youngkin, who is a newcomer to politics, at least as a candidate. He's a former executive from the Carlyle Group, and he has been making a case to voters that it is time for a new path forward in Virginia and time to put the politicians out to pasture, if you will. This is how he launched his general election campaign in June, and it's where he's closing as well. Now, probably a third or slightly more than that of the electorate in Virginia has already cast ballots. More than 1.1 million votes have already been cast, according to elections officials in Virginia. And of those, roughly 75% of them were early in-person votes. And remember, Virginia changed its law and elongated the early in-person voting timeframe. And probably a quarter of those early votes were absentee vote-by-mail votes. And remember, as long as your absentee ballot is postmarked by today, it can be received up until Friday of this week and still be counted. As for the closing arguments that the candidates are making and how they're feeling about this moment, I will let them speak for themselves. Here was Glenn Youngkin at a polling place earlier today.
I've just felt this great surge of momentum for the last 6 to 8 weeks. What people should take away is that we've been focusing on those issues that are most important to Virginians. We actually want low taxes, and we want our schools to be better, and we want our communities to be safer. And oh, by the way, we'd love to have more job opportunities. And that's where we're going to go get done on day one.
Now, this was Terry McAuliffe last night in Fairfax County, Virginia, a Democratic stronghold where he tried to create some event that didn't happen, as if Donald Trump and Glenn Youngkin were actually sharing the stage together last night, which, of course, they were not.
Glenn Youngkin is closing his event with Donald Trump here in Virginia, where he brought the hatred, the divisiveness that Donald Trump brought to this country. And it is a disgrace. And Donald Trump wants to win here tomorrow night so he can next day announce for President of the United States of America, well, we're going to put an end to Donald Trump's future plans right here in Virginia.
So there are a couple dynamics to pay close attention to as you're watching the returns and the exit poll results tonight. One, the Trump factor. Did Glenn Youngkin successfully navigate the Trump factor, meaning offer enough red meat to the Trump base and keep them engaged while keeping Trump himself at arm's length, like not engaging in or participating in any way that tele-rally that Trump dialed into on Youngkin's behalf? So he both accepted the Trump endorsement, but tried to keep Trump at bay so as not to overwhelm the campaign and still have the ability to win over people who voted for Joe Biden just a year ago. That's one dynamic. The other factor to watch is the Biden factor. This is a state that Joe Biden won by 10 points just a year ago. What does it say about our national political environment that the race is this close? And what does it say when we look at the final outcome about how voters are feeling about Joe Biden and the Democrats who are in charge politically in Washington and the progress or lack thereof that they've made in executing their agenda? Of course, there are other races on the ballot tonight, and it's worth paying attention to them as well. New Jersey has a governor's race between the incumbent Phil Murphy and Jack Cittarelli, a former Republican state lawmaker. Murphy is seeking to make history as the first Democratic governor in the Garden State to be reelected to a second term since 1977. Now, there's also a difference, and you're going to see that play out in the results tonight, between a state that Joe Biden won by 16 points, like New Jersey, versus one that he won by 10 points, like Virginia. And that may be a crucial distinction in terms of what Democrats take away in terms of lessons from tonight. There are also mayoral elections across the country, including in the country's largest city, New York City, where Eric Adams is likely to win, having run on a law and order campaign there, but also in Boston, Atlanta, Cleveland, Minneapolis, Seattle, lots of mayoral contests, as well as up in Buffalo, where a self-described socialist won the Democratic primary, and the incumbent Democrat is running a write-in campaign to try to prevent the socialists from winning. That may tell us sort of the state of play inside Democratic Party politics right now, as well as that ballot measure in Minneapolis about replacing the police department there with a new kind of public safety department. Where can you get all the results tonight? Right here at CNN. Be sure to tune in to CNN on television starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. We will have nonstop coverage of Election Night in America, and also go to CNN.com if you want to dig in deep. County by county, you can follow along John King and the Magic Wall watching the results come in tonight. That's it for today's political briefing. Thanks so much for listening. Please take a moment and be sure to follow us wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you tomorrow.